Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The County Donegal Executive of the IFA held its annual general meeting in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny on Tuesday night before a large attendance. Coming up, we'll hear from James Kelly, Director of Organisation with the IFA, about the contribution made by former Donegal IFA Development Officer Davy Keith, and also on the healthy state of IFA membership in the county. We'll also be looking at forestry and concern about some lands going under foreign ownership. But first, let's hear from the IFA President Joe Healy. He was the guest speaker at the Donegal Executives AGM. I began by asking him about the election of new officers, and he was very pleased to see that a number of the positions were contested.
I think it's a great sign. There might be some people that thinks it's better for peace in an area, or that, for the want of a better word, or harmony, that if there aren't elections. I love to see elections because it shows life in an organisation. Plus the fact that when you have to fight an election, you do get out there, you get to meet the people, you have to talk to them and ask them for their vote. And by talking to them, you're finding out the problems in that area. And I saw that this time last year, where we had to go to every corner of the country. So I want to acknowledge the people, congratulate the people who won, but also acknowledge very strongly the people who weren't successful tonight, and there'll be other occasions for them in other positions. But I was hugely encouraged, and the genuine issues, and the honesty of the questions and the depth of feeling from the people, whether they were talking about the delays in the glass payments, whether they were acknowledging the BPS payments being paid out on time, or the ANC review that's taking place at the moment, not only in Ireland but right across the EU, number of questions as well on the likes of the CAP and the Brexit, which, you know, those are the issues that are there at the moment and will be there ahead of us into the future. And I think the Brexit is a huge one, and even since the meeting finished up, the amount of interest and questions that I've got from farmers in relation to the Brexit event that we're having in Goffs, the national Brexit event in Goffs on the 24th of April, where we have the Commissioner for Agriculture, Phil Hogan, Minister for Agriculture, Minister Creed, Maria McGuinness, and the Ulster Farmers Union President, Barclay Bell, the European COPA Farmers Chairman, Martin Merld, and a host of other speakers from right across the sector, Niall Brown from Dawn Meats, Kevin Lane from Ornua. So it's really our opportunity as an organisation and as farmers to highlight the threats, the potential threats of Brexit and a hard exit as opposed to a soft Brexit. It's huge. Brexit is huge for Irish farmers, and the implications of it going wrong will be devastating. So what we need to continue here is a course of damage limitation, because there's no good news out of Brexit, and it's to limit that damage and get the least possible disruption to trade.
You made the point about people coming out in force to go to Goffs, and Donegal has always been very supportive of big events at a national level.
Absolutely. I've never been at a national protest or a national rally or anything in Dublin, but I've met Donegal people out in force. And, even as I said there a while ago, the level of questions that I've got about it since the meeting finished, I'm in no doubt but there'll be a huge turnout from Donegal. And it's imperative that not only from Donegal, from Galway, Derry, Galway, Kerry, Wexford, all the counties throughout the country, that we get a solid show of support, because it's important. It's our opportunity to get the message across of the seriousness of Brexit.
IFA President Joe Healy. So just to run through the new officer board, Michael Chance from Newton Cunningham was re-elected unopposed as chairman, while Andrew McLaughlin of the Letterkenny branch is the new IFA County Secretary. The new Vice Chairperson is Brendan McLaughlin from Manor Cunningham, who succeeded when it went to a vote. He was up against Andrew McShea of Ballyshannon. The new County Farm Business Representative is George Starrett of Castlefin, while the new County Livestock Committee Representative is Frank McLean of Manor Cunningham. The other members of the Executive for the coming year are Treasurer Seamus Quinn, Grain Committee Representative Peter Lynch, Potato Committee representatives, two for Donegal, Jimmy Rankin and William Monagle. The Animal Health Committee representative is Brendan McLaughlin. Hill Farming representative, Brian Duffy. Dairy Committee representative, Lawrence McNamee. Rural Development Committee representative, Andrew McShay. Forestry Committee representative, Charlie Darty. And the Sheep Committee representative, Desi Cunningham. I also spoke with James Kelly, Director of Organisation with the IFA, and began by putting it to him that Davy Keith, the former Donegal IFA Development Officer, had played a significant role in his 9 years in office.
Great asset to the association while he worked with him. I worked very closely with Davy for just under 9 years. A very colourful character, but a very good friend to farmers and a real asset to have from a professional perspective within the association. Helped out a lot of farmers with a lot of issues and, you know, tried to drive on the agenda here with the voluntary officer team and the county chairman on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, we'll miss Davy, but you know, he's moving on and he's happy, and he looked happy here tonight, and I think it was only right that the county executive acknowledged him and acknowledged the work that he did in the association. And I suppose from an IFA perspective, you know, we've started the process of trying to replace the regional development officer here in the county. Plans are well underway. Interviews have taken place, and we hope to be able to announce that appointment in the very near future.
And the organisation, it went through a fairly turbulent patch, fair to say, but you've mentioned tonight that the membership drive, even within the county like Donegal, from your point of view, very positive. Membership is actually up.
So yeah, I mean, look, every organisation as big as IFA, there's never a day that there's not an issue, and I think, you know, the focus now, as the President outlined here tonight, the focus very clearly is on farm incomes and the issues that are affecting farm families from an IFA policy perspective. And I guess a big job of work has gone in here in the county over the past 12 months on retaining the membership base. Is a significant membership base here in County Donegal, and next week, which is the 31st of March, is the end of the membership year in IFA's membership. And you know, we're very close to announcing a membership increase, so we won't count our chickens until the date is closed. But a big job of work gone in here from a voluntary perspective and from a professional perspective to hold the membership and to try and grow it. So that's a big objective from IFA's perspective. I mean, having a strong membership base, so when the President and the elected officer team go in to negotiate with government at European level, so on and so forth, it's crucial that our membership base is as strong and a vibrant and an active one.
The IFA banner here says unity, strength and delivery, and the core of the IFA is the voluntary structure. We've the region of 30 branches here in Donegal, and you touched on it. So much input and voluntary effort, and Joe Healy also mentioned about the importance of working really from the grassroots up, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I mean, the organisation, one of the fundamentals of the IFA is that she's built on the whole premise of unity, strength and delivery. But we're built on the fundamental cornerstone or branch. There's 947 branches right across the country. There's not a community that we're not represented in. So there's a very broad breadth and depth to this organisation. And, you know, the organisation is led by an active voluntary core of people, not staff. The staff are there to support and to help out on the policy, the county activity programme, and so on and so forth. But it's a voluntary elected president, and it's one of the unique things now within Europe. I mean, our people that travel to Europe, our farmers travel over there on a regular basis to represent farmers here back in Ireland, and it's one of the unique things now at European level. A lot of the farmer-led bodies are now represented by professionals, and yes, you need the professional, and absolutely, and IFA has a very good professional team in place, but the uniqueness to it, and the uniqueness that plays out at European and national level is where a farmer-led campaign or a farmer-led representation, that's what matters. And I think, you know, farmers are lucky to have that strong representation, and it's a unique point to the organisation. We shouldn't forget it, and we should always remember it, I think, in terms of trying to progress or advance the issues of farmers. Farmers are better doing it for themselves.
James Kelly, Director of Organisation with the IFA. On now to some forestry matters and some points raised at the AGM by Charlie Doherty, Donegal Forestry Committee representative. There are concerns that a national asset could be falling into outside hands and that the incentives to businesses are greater than those being offered to farmers to encourage more forestry planting.
A couple of months ago, the government announced to come out this great thing that was happening. Forest and Foreign Investment, DASOS is the name of it. I think it's Finland or Sweden, I'm not really sure. 112 million euro investment. They thought it was a great idea, you know, coming in and investing in forestry. The plan was they were going to, let's say, plantations around 15 years. They were going to pay the farmer, let's say, for another 15 years, do the clear fell, and then give the land back to the farmer. Like, you know, but I mean, from what we hear at the minute now, they're actually going ahead and buying up the land. They're chatting about 44,500 acres. Like, you know, I mean, I can't understand how the government would even propose this, you know, endorse this. Like, you know, it's back to the same thing again. Like, you know, we're selling off our oil rights, you know, to foreign investments. All the wind farms going to foreign investments. Are we going to do the same with the forestry as well? I think, you know, the government needs to look at more locally led things, like, you know, instead of that.
And the land, who are they going to be buying the land off? Is it farmers and individuals?
Yeah, well, it is. Well, I mean, you can't stop a man from selling land at the end of the day, or forestry, like, you know, but it's put the ordinary guy out of the equation. These guys have been in with huge investments, like, you know, interest rates would be on that there. You know, I mean, the ordinary farmer can't compete with that at all. And, you know, it's affecting rural areas as well, where, you know, there's more forestry being planted in certain areas, and it's just the rural economy has gone out of certain places. You know, you've got the other problem then, where in Donegal and even parts of down in the West Kerry, where we can't plant at all because of restrictions, and yet in a lot of the land is concentrated in let's say Leitrim, Source Common, that, and they have huge problems where they can't compete with land because it's all been planted in trees.
Now, staying with farming, knowledge transfer is certainly a topic that's come up of late, and there's been some developments there.
Yeah, within the forestry, there has, it's actually a pilot project. Donegal and County Clare and Tipperary is doing a pilot project on knowledge transfer with forestry, just to get farmers to get them into what's going on in the forest, try and get them motivated to work in it. It's back to, let's say, that's the foreign investment. You know, they need to get the people involved themselves. There is potential. The forestry has great potential. You know, there is good value in it, and there will be good value, because I would say it's one of the very few products that going forward is going to get scarcer as it goes on. Where you, you know, the beef and the sheep, you know, it could be scarce for a year or two later, all of a sudden they're plentiful. Like, you know, it takes, you know, 30 years to bring trees into maturity, and you can see it going forward. Like, it is going to be scarce. So, you know, we're trying to get people to get involved in their own farms, realise the potential. Maybe even, like, you know, if you have a sheep farmer, let's say, suckler farmer, maybe he has a bit of forest, but, you know, instead of just getting someone else to go and do it, you know, he can go in himself, you know, and take value, you know, it could be firewood sales or whatever, you know, make that use of it. Now, that's where the knowledge transfer is, and on top of that, we're, you know, it's, there'll be 7 meetings throughout Donegal. You know, 7 meetings, it'll be 70 euro meeting, so it's 480 euros as well for the farmer to come as well, like, so there's a bit of value in that as well.
And who do they go through to find more out more information?
Well, it's the Donegal Woodland Owners, I'm chairman of it, we're running it. It's the local papers there at the minute. There is an application form in that there. If you want to look up the Donegal website, the email address, and you can email us from that there and get the information there, and we can take it from there.
Charlie Darley, Donegal Forestry Committee Chairman. If you want more information, you can go to the website DonegalWoodlandOwners.com. Well, that's it for another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.